podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised. Yes! That is the cork popping for episode number 40!
What?
Let me get my glasses. Now you can have some. So, welcome! So excited. We made it to 40. How is that? Like, how does that even happen?
That's a lot of head.
She's talking about the champagne that was just poured.
Thank you.
For everybody listening.
If they don't know by now, I mean seriously.
If you don't know, now you know. Yep, and we stopped with that.
Yep. White girls being awkward.
Ooh. Oh, clink.
She went, oh.
I
was trying to get a chance.
All right, congrats.
Yes. Congratulations.
So, we have in the house, we have Kevin Bacon.
Hello.
And we have B-Side.
What up?
And there's me, Alicia. Awesome. Number 40. Seriously?
Right?
40?
I know.
4 is my favorite number, so it's going to be a hell of a next 10 podcast, I'll tell you that much.
Let's hope so. Let's get some other guests. Too.
Yeah, we totally need like.
Not that we don't love Kevin Bacon.
No,
we need Kevin Bacon.
This is only like Kevin Bacon's fourth time out of
we
40.
Need, like,
so
Kevin.
Yeah, so
we
she's
need,
like on the 10%.
Kevin Bacon and others.
Yeah, well, so we.
Because she's getting sick of us.
Never.
Never. What we do want to say, congratulations to Sam Frontero Barrett.
Yes.
We're gonna welcome baby Emmett into the world.
Yes.
Yes. Congratulations.
We're waiting for baby Emmett's first podcast.
Yes, which I'm sure it will be soon because she's gonna get mama fever and she's not going to be in the house anymore and she's gonna want to come out and play.
Hey, we are not afraid of your pump and dump. Okay. Yeah.
And he might be the cutest baby. I mean, he's got that perfect face. Oh,
so
my God.
So adorable. Babies are so cute. Actually, not all babies are cute, but hers is really cute. So what is today? Tuesday. When this airs, it'll be tomorrow. So Patriots just kicked off on Sunday night.
Yeah, they
Sunday
did.
Night, 8:30 game. Saw my husband, Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes. I was very excited. Christy, did you watch the game?
First quarter. Then I had to go to bed.
What? Too late?
Oh, yes. It was early morning Friday, so.
Okay.
I do have to say, I woke up during the fourth quarter because Gary was yelling, so.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm a big Patriots fan. Those 8:30 Sunday night games are
Those are really hard.
Yeah.
And they do have a few this year.
Did I make it to second quarter?
We made it to almost halftime.
Okay.
I think that was like at the 12-minute mark of the second quarter.
Yeah.
But I did go to sleep and it was on the TV, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we did make it to almost halftime.
I went to sleep and rolled over at 4:30 in the morning and looked at the score. I'm like, oh, I feel better now.
But a win's a win.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter that it was only by 2 points. A win is a win. And my husband, he played well.
Best looking football team ever.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Jimmy, and I feel so dirty because I found out he was so young.
He's so young.
He's only 24.
No.
Oh my God. That's
so dirty.
But
did you see, I don't know if you guys saw it, but I saw it because I was here, but when they were walking in, and he had this suit on. I was like,
oh, I did not see that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he is a good looking.
He is.
He's got
some good jeans going now.
Mm-hmm.
He is a good looking human being.
Yeah.
Congrats to his mom and dad.
Right.
And, you know, I still have to stick with if the person is closer to my daughter's age, then I can't date them than my own. So, unfortunately, he's closer to Talia's age than mine.
He's got a lot of money and he's very tall.
How tall? He's not very tall.
Is
he's only 6'1".
Tall?
He's 6'1".
He's not 6'1".
All right, Google it. Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, is only 6'1".
All right.
Really? I would be surprised. I would think that he's shorter for some reason.
Because I was going to say, Edelman then looks 5'2 compared to him.
Edelman is short. He's like 5'8", 5'9", right?
Right, but compared, look, standing next to him, he looks like he's 5'2". I mean, I don't mind either one of them. I'll take you.
Because you're 5'2".
That doesn't give a shit. I don't care about your age. As long as you can buy me a drink, I'm in.
He can buy you a lot more than a drink.
But he's so close to Natalia's age and he isn't.
Oh, 6'2".
Oh!
Okay, so it's a good
inches
height.
Inches count, man. Inches count.
He's got
They are important.
He is a good height. He's a good height. Still too young for me, but good height.
Have you seen on Facebook, though, like, the New England eye candy? But when they post the photos, have you read any of the comments underneath by women that make comments about...
No.
No.
Let me just tell you, it is the most disturbing thing I'm like,
sexual harassment.
You just put the female race back way far. They're like, oh my god, what I would do for him and what I would lick off of him. I'm like, ladies, hey, ew. Like, yes, we're saying that right now, but we're not saying that on social media. The stuff they say on celebrity, like, Instagrams and stuff, it's so creepy. It's so fucking creepy.
Stalkerish.
It's like, you're so weird.
Stalkerish.
Just a little bit.
We are officially past Labor Day.
Yeah.
And don't you know the old saying, no white past Labor Day? So I'm not understanding how you think that white pants is okay past Labor Day.
White pants is okay because Christy wore white pants yesterday.
It was on my status, my Facebook
That's
status.
That's why I brought it up.
Okay,
you can
so
still wear rock white
when
pants.
Can you wear white pants too?
I've decided they're called winter. 22nd. They're called winter whites.
Winter white is
yes.
Ivory white, not white white. What were you
not
wearing?
White capri pants.
What were you wearing? White capri pants.
I was.
Okay,
you
that's
know,
not winter white, my friend.
I know. I put them on and I was like, it's fine. It's still hot. Whatever. And then I looked down when I got to work, and I had the big coffee stain on my leg, which was great.
Also, summer doesn't end until September 22nd.
This
so.
Is true.
Meh.
So you can still wear it until September 22nd?
Yeah. Oh, our podcast challenge is gone. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. We were going to have a podcast challenge, which we never talked about, and that was not swearing the whole time.
She doesn't swear anyway, but between the two of us. Our sailor mouth.
It's bound to happen. It's bound
but
to happen.
Maybe those were the signs that I was not supposed to be wearing whites. However, I'll probably wear them again this week.
But winter white, yes, is more of an ivory color.
Who wears ivory white in winter? You're going to blend
Christmas
in with
time.
The snow.
Christmas time.
Ugh. Like as a top, not a bottom.
Mm-hmm. Christmas time.
No,
I
would confuse you.
I would feel like I would get like slush and mud on the
right.
Back
well,
of my
not
back
when it's
snowing. But Limited did it. Limited.
They
when they were good,
it.
They were big on it. They were big on the ivory and winter yep. white. Actually, New York and Company does it too.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do.
Maybe I'll look good enough to be wearing
sport
winter white this winter.
I'm just hoping that Walmart comes out with different colors of fleeced leggings, and I can rock those all winter just like
it
did
last.
Oh my
god, their fleece leggings are so awesome.
I have 3 pair of them.
First pair I got in Florida. Interesting, right?
Oh man.
My first pair of fleece leggings I got in Florida.
Yeah, I bought a pair in Austin, and I was like,
I do not have fleece leggings.
Oh, they
are. But now I'm going to have to invest.
But you'll have to get a size up because they run small because they're lined, so you do have to get a size up.
But you will be like, oh my god, this is the best thing on the planet.
They're really comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Super comfortable. We just had this conversation because recently we've had some friends break up with people. And how long does it have to go before you call that person your ex?
The day you kick their ass out.
No, I don't feel like that. No, I don't feel like they're ex the minute you... Is this crazy girl talking? Hashtag
yes.
Crazy girl talking?
Yes.
I don't feel like they're your ex right away.
I think it depends on the scenario. Are we talking about... We have ex-boyfriends, ex-husbands,
no, we're gonna,
ex-significant others.
This is ex-boyfriend. Like, no. So it would be a girlfriend-boyfriend. That we're dating, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
different
and now
scenario.
They're, exactly. And now they're breaking up. I think, you know, maybe one, the other doesn't want to get married. They don't know where this is going. So they're breaking up. you only broke, you know, you're together with that person for 6 or 7 years, and you think you're going to say broken, like, ex-girlfriend after 3 weeks? Too fresh, too soon, too fresh.
See, I was going to say, well, some people would say the day of, and I would disagree with that, but I would say weeks after, I think you've already
But if you guys have broken up a few different times at this point, and you're like, all right, I'm done, like, then you could be like, that's my ex.
But how far do you say between that's my ex?
Well, I really can only attest to two of those. And I did one the very next day. And the other one was like maybe a week later.
Mm. My ex and I were 4 years. And I think I moved my stuff out of the house in a week and a half. Like, I moved out, but I still had stuff there.
Yeah.
And we were still talking, but and it was just known that it was going to be done. So I would say like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He was my ex. Yeah.
But what if there's that maybe going back or maybe still sleeping with each other type of thing?
Oh, hate sex? I've done that.
Right? So then they're still your ex, though?
Yeah. They're still my ex.
Yeah, because hate sex would be like 6 months later.
Yeah.
And they're still your ex.
Still your ex.
Okay.
I told you. I told Joey the story the other day, which, you know, no gentleman caller is going to listen to this podcast and listen to this before they date me anyway. So,
gentleman caller. So, you're a gentleman closet listener.
I want a gentleman caller.
Gentleman. Me too. I miss mine. No.
Oh, that what you call a booty call?
Yes, that's what I call a glamour.
That's gonna be a new hashtag.
Gentleman caller. Hashtag gentleman caller.
Hashtag
can we
gentleman
fall
caller.
For gentleman caller for my fall hashtag? My autumn hashtag? Let's do that. No, I was having hate sex with my ex and ex-fiance, and he, you know, we were trying to be quote unquote friends.
Wait, hold the phone. Yeah. You were engaged?
I was secretly engaged while I was in San Diego.
Oh.
That's why every time people are like, oh my God, you lived in California for 9 years? I'm like, yeah, I did time in San Diego. They're like in prison? I'm like, close. very close. Yeah, he introduced me to a bunch of his coworker friends, or female friends, because he thought I needed more female friends. Come to find out, he was sleeping with all of them.
Oh. Yeah.
And then one of them, this was back in MySpace, she was like totally emo out on like a post. And I was like, hey, are you okay? Like, what's going on? She's like, I need to go have a drink. I'm like, all right, let's go have a drink. And so she was talking about this guy she was seeing who was with another girl, but he had stuff with her. And I was like, huh, yeah, I know how that feels. And she's like, I just can't believe it. I work with him. I'm like, wait a minute. You're not talking about who I think you're talking about. She goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, I totally slept with him this morning. Whoops. You know we were engaged, right? Like 4 months ago. And she's like, you slept with him this morning? I'm like, this drink is really good.
Did she know?
She knew then. So then we went back to her house, picked up all of his stuff, and we drove over to his other girlfriend's house. And I called him, and he was like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, you should come outside. And he came outside, and I'm like, here's your shit. Oops. Guess who I found? And he didn't think that we would, you know, he didn't think that I would find out that they were sleeping together, too. I'm like, you told us to be friends. Like, you suggested her as a friend. You don't think friends talk? Really?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dodged a bullet right there. Thank fucking God.
That's just another tattoo in your arm.
That's one of the bullets right there.
That is one of the bullets.
It is one of the bullets. I have so many people that ask me about it, and I'm like,
that's
which answer should I tell you? Should it be for all the bullets I literally have dodged?
That's amazing.
You know, that other joke that I will leave for people that are not on the podcast.
Which I love.
Yeah,
which is my favorite.
It's great.
Christy's never heard it?
No.
After the podcast. You've never told Christy that joke?
She's never asked.
Dude, I beg you to tell people. All right, so we'll tell her. We need to tell her after this podcast.
Bridget's secret tattoo?
She is going, yes, Bridget's secret tattoo.
If you're a secret listener and you know who I am, I dare you to come up and ask me.
Oh, then they will know they're a closet listener.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I had to ask you because, you know, my executive producer, we snap each other all day long. By the way, Chrissy, I need to get your snap so we can snap.
Yes. She needs a tutorial.
No, I just learned. I just got the tutorial and it was amazing.
You got the emoji tutorial. She yes. just discovered that you have chat messages.
Oh, so you're way behind.
I'm
you're
very behind.
Okay, you're way behind me, and I thought I was behind.
It's all right. I had a millennial teach me, so, you know, we're good. I'm covered.
Oh, so you didn't learn on your own.
No, I had Snapchat before, and I was like, I can't deal with this crap. And then I got it back because my niece, that's all she does besides Instagram. She doesn't have Facebook. So I actually asked one of my coworkers who was 23. I was like, how does this all work? What does this mean? And then I started just discovering stuff on my own, sometimes by accident, and sometimes I'm looking for it.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right. I'm just, I don't know. I've never gotten to Snap. I always had it, but never used it, didn't understand it. And then Talia has it, other than her Instagram. So we go back and forth a lot. And then Bridget and I, and then Darcy and I, she lives in Florida, which is also great for people that don't live around here. And you can literally video message them, like, right away, which is so cool. And I've also used the video chat. So the Skype, the FaceTime.
Yeah.
So I've done that with Marion just to try that out. You can FaceTime on it.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. It doesn't come out the greatest, but it can happen. So I thought that was really cool.
Well, we've
cool
also
too.
Done Facebook video to Christy.
Yeah.
Yes,
we did. We did that too. Yeah. So
it was almost live. We just had to wait for it to load to send to you. But
right.
You know.
So a lot of those different things. I love that. I love that instant connection, especially if someone is
yeah.
far away.
I have friends that, I have one friend out west that her and I just Snapchat each other all the time.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you had, I had to ask you about this, about big moves, things, starting over. And
why are you looking at me? Look
because
at her.
You're the, well, why are you looking at me? Why am I looking at you? You're the one who wrote it.
You're the one that talked about it.
But I, you know,
Joey's then, out. Joey's out.
Joey's been out, dude. We're 17 minutes in. Joey was out after 2 minutes. He
yeah.
was done.
Yeah.
He was like, he's like, bitches, I'm done. But big moves and starting over to some people sometimes different to other people.
Mm-hmm. So you've said on numerous times on the podcast that you're a very guarded person. You don't like titles. You don't like this. Too soon. Too fresh. No, 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 no. You snapped me yesterday.
I'm
going
to therapy, okay? I just went today. I'm going to therapy.
You snapped me yesterday and you were like, I think I'm ready. And I was like, what? What?
It's all these Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Yes. I know. Have you not heard my great impressions? I mean, you heard my Mark Wahlberg. I mean,
you have the best Mark Wahlberg ever.
Tell your mother I said hello. but you were just like, yeah, I'm okay with being this person and being with this person, and that's it.
If it ever comes up.
If it ever, well, you were like, I mean, we've been.
Okay, my dog stopped barking.
So, you were talking about, well, I mean, you are going to a wedding this weekend.
I am.
And you're bringing a guest.
I am. My ex-coworker's now my friend's wedding on Sunday. And I asked this person about 5 weeks ago. That's how I knew that I was like, oh, shit, I'm getting into this. I'm asking this person to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And you're very okay with this.
And I have friends that will date after 2 weeks, 2 days, 6 weeks. I have friends that are just all about it. First, I have three friends right now that are all about I have three friends right now that are all about their man. And it's all been 6 weeks or less, right? I've been dating this person since July. Bitch, I've never even taken a selfie with him.
Right.
Okay.
But you are
okay.
But you were also one of those people that's like, oh, no, 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 no. That's too soon. Like, you didn't even tell your kids, really. So you're like, no, no, no. Too soon to do that. Too soon to do that. And so now you're just like, ah, we haven't even taken a photo together. I'm like, but you the one that's too soon, queen. Okay.
So, I bet your ass I'm going to be all dressed up and looking good. John's coming over and doing my hair.
That's good.
And
so when did you take your selfie with Gary?
When was your first picture?
That went on Facebook, or in general, actually.
Oh wait, does that mean it's official if it's on Facebook?
Yeah, no, we never had a picture on Facebook until we like, and it was just so when it was coincidentally that it was when we started dating. So it was like probably a month and a half after we met. So 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks for first picture.
Okay, I'm behind the ball, eight ball then.
But what are you talking about? He's already met your family. He's already met your sister.
But that's it.
Oh, we already met family.
No, he's already.
He's also met your bartender.
That's for family. You gotta get the bartender in there.
That's very serious, right?
That is extremely serious.
Quite serious.
He's also met your Ward 2 counselor. I mean,
he's met my Ward 2 counselor, my sister, my bartender, all in the same.
And Bridget, all in the same night. And your birthday twin.
And my birthday buddy. We legit, you know, crossed all the paths in one night. So where's the wedding?
Right, is it in town?
I almost forgot. I thought you said it.
I hope it's at the Boca.
No, where is the wedding?
It's in Westford.
When is the wedding? Getting a selfie.
I can't even get a selfie.
The bartender wins the wedding. And the city official, of course.
Right.
It's in Westford on Sunday night, and
you know there's dragons there, right?
Like real ones.
Probably. That's far. I don't go past, like, Boston.
Might be a different time zone.
Yeah.
It might be an hour behind.
Yeah. There's no Dunkin' Donuts out there.
People from the island don't go that far. What are you talking about?
You going up the line?
We go to Rhode Island. We go to Kittery, but we don't go west. No.
We're going west.
No, I think that's Vermont. Vermont.
Is it snowing there?
Oh Lord, it might be.
It's supposed to be great, Sunday. I was like, oh, it's supposed to be great weather for.
Oh, it's on a farm.
Oh, that's nice.
So it better not rain.
I'm crashing a wedding on Saturday.
But I'm sure my hair will be on point, so I won't have to worry about it.
Oh, John will be. John, I'm going to see John on Friday.
Okay, so here's my thing. So, do you ever have to have that quote unquote talk about. Because it's, here's the thing. I hate talking about the obvious, okay? It's obvious that neither one of us are seeing anyone. It's obvious.
Is it though?
It is.
Are you sure? You have to have that conversation.
I'm positive. It's obvious that every time that either, like, if, you know, he's a little bit busier than I am at points, and it's obvious that he's down here at all his free time. You know, his family's calling him all the time because he's very, very close with them, which is great. So it's like he's an open book. Like, it's a legit person that I trust, right? I said that once before and look what fucking happened. But anyway, he's someone that, you know, that I legit know. So I'm not going to have that conversation of, oh, are we seeing anybody else? Because obviously we're not. You know what I mean? And then I don't know where to go from there.
So I think a couple drinks with your favorite bartender. And I think it's okay to say, like, so, you know what I mean? Like, bring it up nonchalantly. It's not like I have to be, like, a serious conversation, you know?
So what,
like,
do you say?
I don't know. Like, so.
Dude, you're the one who's been in this recently.
Oh, yes, I know, but I was usually drunk. I'm kidding. It's a joke. I think it was just like, so, like, you're not seeing anybody?
Well, I know he's not. I'm not going to go down that route and say that because
well,
that's
it's
an
not
obvious.
Necessarily that you know. Okay.
Do you want to label the relationship?
She's scared of labels.
I thought we were moving on into like.
No, she was yesterday. According to her Snapchat, she was ready. She had a label maker fucking ready.
But I don't
staple that shit. Going.
She got the color fucking.
I am, but I don't know where he's. That's the part
that's always scary because no matter what.
Well,
like,
no, why? Because I don't like rejection.
Who does?
We had this conversation the last time she was here too. We said the exact same thing. She said that you said the same thing. She said the exact same thing.
No one likes rejection.
I know, but it's just like, okay, well, so I know. Okay, so does this help?
Yeah, exactly.
Does this help? I know we're both on the same emotional level.
You don't know that unless you have that conversation.
No, we did have a tiny conversation about emotional and level of likeness. And we did have that small conversation because I brought it up and I was like scared shit. And then he's like, well, does it help you to know that I feel the same way? And I'm like, oh, fuck yes, because I'm scared of rejection. Like, and then that probably scared the hell out of him. He's probably like, I'm never going to tell this chick anything again because, but yeah, so I don't know. I just have feelings that I like him.
Good.
That's exciting.
That's what you kind of want when you're dating someone since July.
And it's also very scary.
It's very scary.
Of course it is.
Very, very, Absolutely. Very, very. That's what I'm very scared. It's very scary for me to actually have the feelings that I have.
But I feel like you also still need, like, from my personal standpoint, from what I've experienced, you still need to have that conversation. Even though you think, and you probably know, and he probably is, like, not with anybody else. You still want to have that conversation to lay that groundwork. Like,
I would agree, and I think it would make you feel a lot better too about it. Yeah, like it takes a kind of a weight off your shoulders. Like, even though you feel like I'm sure you're all on the same page and stuff, but to have it out there on the table, okay, I'm 100% sure now.
He's probably gonna listen to this, and they're probably not gonna
great.
Have to do
great,
it.
Start the conversation, whoever you are. Sunday,
so
out west.
My
God, they have like a 14-hour drive, don't they?
They say the same thing.
No, we're driving in separate cars.
Oh.
They went silent. Because he works at a school, and I'm not gonna ask someone to take school off when it just fucking started, right? So we're gonna drive separate cars, and I don't gotta work the next day. He does, so
that's a game changer. I mean,
right.
You're a teacher.
You're a teacher, or in the school system. So yeah. I'm not going to ask that of him. I've deleted all social media.
My dating
social media. I've deleted all my dating. I'm off the things. He's not, but I know he's not on either. So
his profile is still out there, but he's not logging in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So is that a conversation?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like having conversations.
Who does? No one. They suck. But
when did you delete yours?
Well, funny.
It was after the rum line.
Funny that you ask.
Funny that you ask because I still have the app. And I thought I was hidden this whole time, but someone has told me that I wasn't.
Oh, I actually deleted it.
I thought I like made myself hidden, like you mm-hmm. couldn't see me. I went in the other day because someone said that I wasn't, and come to find out, I had the wrong, somehow Tinder still had me out there. Like people could see I didn't realize that. I hadn't logged in, so I wouldn't have known anything.
But you didn't flat out. You never deleted.
I did now. Now I have deleted my profile.
You just now did that.
I did.
You just now deleted. When did Gary delete? Not hide. I'm not talking about hidden.
He deleted probably before we were like official, but he had said he deleted it before that. So
okay.
Yeah. That was close too.
That was on the Tinder?
The Tinder.
Yeah.
That was on the Tinder.
Still terrifies me.
Yeah, it kind of terrified me too for the 5 seconds I was on it.
I mean, I'm already petrified on plenty of fish because I come across people I know that have actually viewed my profile. I'm like, no!
Plenty of fish is scary anyway.
Well,
there are some hoodlums on that.
That's where, that was my main one. So, we all talk about, speaking of social media, and we always talk about social media, so let's hop over to, the Instagram, the Facebook, and stuff. But a lot of, the social media has negative, a lot of it gets negative attention, and we talk about how all of it, most of it can be negative, and how negative reinforcement, and all sorts of negative things about the social media these days. So I want to take, a second to talk about the positive reinforcement that we can have on social media. And the people that put out certain posts are they're not necessarily looking for attention, but they're looking for positive reinforcement, and they're turning to their social media network of people that they know. So for instance, everyone on my social media, I've either had a conversation with you or I know you. I don't friend anyone that I've never had a conversation with, or you're not my friend. I don't do that. So I don't just friend random people. So there are people out there that you know, everybody on their list, they've been friends with them or have had a conversation with them at one time of their life. So I have I have somebody on my social media that has keep relapsing from heroin. Okay. And they are going on, they went on publicly and said that they had relapsed after day, I don't know what it was, 24 days of being clean, and then relapsed. Well, guess what? They are going on every day and posting, another day I did it, another day I did it, and every day. And it's accountability for them, and it's also positive reinforcement, everybody underneath saying, you can do this, you got this, this is amazing, like, you're doing a great job. And it's just another person like that we can save by doing this. I'm honestly, like, I am so heartbroken by, I've had so many classmates pass, not just of drug overdose, but all different reasons, either it be cancer or car accident or motorcycle accident or overdose or just all these crazy things. So I just don't want another person that I know to be affected and to go down. And it just breaks my heart. And I know when these people, I'm just so glad that social media can be used for something positive.
I feel like, too, a lot of times, a lot of people will post stuff and they'll be like, you know, go into the gym, had a great workout, and people are like, oh my god,
gonna take that same route.
There. But the thing is that they may need that accountability. They may not be doing it
right,
to
exactly.
showboat. Oh my god, I totally went to the gym today. They're probably doing it for their own accountability because I've lost 30 pounds with Weight Watchers. I moved home. I got depressed. I gained all of it back instantly. And I'm just now getting around to losing it again. You know? And I don't put stuff on Facebook for my accountability. Weight Watchers actually has their own social media site now that's strictly all about that. So I put my stuff out there for accountability on myself. Because if you put it out there, then they do say if you put stuff out there and you post it, you are more likely to actually go through with what you're doing,
awesome.
What you're trying to do, like your goals. Like I wrote down goals for the summer, what I wanted to accomplish. The only thing I didn't accomplish was going on a hike, hiking a mountain. But
you could do that in the fall.
Well, I have plans to do that in the fall. Also going to Vermont in the fall. I've never been to Vermont.
I thought we talked about this. I'm going to take you to Vermont. Who are you going to Vermont with?
I don't know yet. I'm just going.
I'll take it to Burlington because I love Burlington. It's my favorite spot
ever. Everyone loves Burlington.
Oh, I love Burlington.
But, you know, that I think, you know, with people that are in that kind of crisis too, you know, they don't want you to be like, oh, way to go, good job. They are just doing it to make themselves accountable.
Right.
And they're facing their demons head on. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people in our town hide that stuff. Oh, we don't talk about that kind of stuff.
Right.
We don't do that.
It's the culture.
It's,
especially the Italian and Portuguese culture. They don't talk about things. They keep it private.
I mean, I have a friend that, you know, has been many years sober and started drinking again. Relapsed. You know, I have friends that I met out west that, you know, they're like, oh, I don't drink or anything like that. I'm like, what? You're weird. Come to find out, they were a meth addict for 15 years. It's like, and they've been in recovery for that long as well. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's a daily struggle for them.
Yeah.
You know? And we don't, just because people are posting online, and everyone always says that you're posting your best foot forward on social media. Some people are putting their ugly out there because they need you to see that too. Right. Everyone, you need to see the whole story.
Right.
You know?
And I, so I messaged them today and I told them my story. You know, my uncle OD'd when he was 45, and then my grandmother died a year later from having stress from it. My grandmother was very healthy at 72, and then my grandfather died 2 months later of a broken heart from my grandmother because of my uncle. So it was a chain effect. Is a little domino effect. So I had messaged him today and let him know. I said, I'm sure everyone's sharing their stories because everyone has a story. And he said, no, actually, you and just one other person. Which I kind of found really surprising in the city that we live in and the struggle that we have in this particular city, that people are not reaching out to him and telling them their story about how they lost someone to a drug overdose. I think that fucking boggled my mind. Like, everyone needs to hear a story.
But the thing is,
everyone has a story.
I'll say everyone has a story.
Everyone has a story.
It could also be that these people may not be in a comfortable zone like you are to talk about that
story. Dude, I haven't seen him in 16 years.
No, but, like, your uncle, like, that's painful. Right. The chain effect, even if, you know, some people, like, okay, my uncle died, but my grandmother dying because of my uncle dying, like, that hurts, you know? That probably hurts you more than anything else. You know, and some people may not be comfortable with that.
Yeah, or some people don't want to. I just really felt
people don't want to face their own issues.
Yeah, I just really felt that more people would reach out to them with their own stories and kind of hit it with, you're not, when you do, if you do OD and if you do pass, it's not only affecting you. It's going to affect everyone around you. It's, you know, it's the same. Honestly, what I feel the same when it comes to suicide.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like,
I understand the depression part of it, but it's like that feeling of, like, when that happens, it affects who it affects. And it's like, and if you had a chance, if you have that chance to reach out to that person and talk to them about it, at least you felt like you reached out. Do you know what I mean? And then sometimes it blinds you, and then sometimes you don't have that chance, and that hurts you as much. But if you ever get that chance to reach out to that person, at least you can say, I reached out and I tried. That's what I feel.
I also feel like if you know someone or you see that, you know, someone's posting, like, their struggles and stuff, just sending them a message saying, you know, hey, I can't relate. I don't have anyone in my life, like, in my personal circles that have struggled like this, but just know I'm rooting for you, or I'm thinking
it could save their life.
You know,
it could, that could literally save someone's life.
Because I think everyone feels at some point in their life that no one gives a shit about them.
Right.
And you go into that dark pit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some people accomplish suicide, and then all the hordes of people come out and they didn't. And the last thing that you saw on their social media was that they didn't think they were loved.
Right.
And you're like, how did that happen?
Right.
How did this go right under the rug?
Right.
I mean, you know, I talk about my friend JP all the time. I mean, I'm still numb from that.
Yeah.
He had standing room only, people lining up outside the Gloucester house for him. And, I mean, it's... You know, I don't think anyone recognized it until it was gone.
Right, right.
You know, but I think, like, just, you know, a lot of people, it bothers me that some people are like, oh my God, can you believe she wore that? Who gives a shit? She feels great. Is it bothering you? Is it bugging your fucking day? Is it ruining your life right now? No. Just be like, I love your outfit. Or don't even say anything. Just be like, don't judge it. Like, go and root somebody on. It makes you feel so much better. And you don't have to boast about it. Be like, oh my God, I totally bought someone behind me Dunkin' Donuts today. Just go on about your life.
Right. Positivity.
Go live a great fucking life.
Positivity. So I'm so excited. Like, I just love the positive things that are happening. And
I bet you his posts, too, are helping other people that are struggling.
I hope so.
I would hope so, yeah.
I hope so.
I know that, you know, probably his circle of people, you know, that he's friends with probably either are suffering too or see that and or
right.
know someone that's suffering and is like, hey, you know, here you go. And at least he's being honest. At least he's not being like, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, man, I'm just...
Nope, he's very open. Very open with it. Yeah. So that's all I gotta say about that. So where do we go from here?
Because that was a That was kind of a downer.
That was pretty deep.
Yeah.
Leash on Leash has never gone that deep.
I think we no.
I mean,
John and I tried to shut us down.
I was about to say something, you know, but then we all kind of
we got it.
We brought it back.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And we're back. Episode 40.
Do you think our Do you think our listeners got that?
I hope they did.
So, can you enlighten... All right, so do you know about, Christy, do you know about Blue Apron and crap like that?
Yes.
What do you know about it?
Well, I did some research about it because
you
I
did.
Was like, I love to
You were
cook.
Thinking about it, right?
Well, I kind of was, but then I was like, I wouldn't spend the money to do that, first of all, because I think it's like,
expensive?
Well, I think it is because you get, what, you go online, you can pick how many people you're feeding in that meal, you can make some... things, but what I've heard about it is it's not the easiest meal to prepare, that it's very intense, you know. It's,
oh.
So, I don't know, I've heard both things.
Yeah.
But I have not myself done it. But then I have other people that I see on Facebook that absolutely love it.
Okay. Is it expensive?
I thought it was kind of
expensive. It's expensive, but there's a lot of places, a lot of, like, if you listen to other podcasts, they actually do promos where you can get free three meals if you enter this certain code and stuff.
Okay.
You may have to pay for, like, a little bit of shipping or something, but there's also other, besides Blue Apron happens to be the biggest one, but there are other places where it's free, your first one is free on them, and then you sign up for more subscriptions. It's kind of like 30 days of Audible.
If you go to Blue Apron and put your email address, they will give you coupons to actually have, like, certain meals for free.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately I did that, and now I get emails from them on a daily basis.
Oh, do you have Unroll Me or Unroll.me?
No.
So Unroll.me is actually a service that you sign up for. It's free. And what it'll do is, even if you want, like, those, like, you know how you get all those JCPenney, Macy's, Old Navy emails? You can actually roll them into a daily digest, and it's all in one email. So you never see that email from Old Navy or anything like that. It all comes there. And you can even unsubscribe. It will help you unsubscribe from these emails as well. Yeah, it's unroll.me. I love it. Sometimes I don't pay attention to it for, like, weeks, and then I have, like, 13 of them. I'm like, ooh! And then I find I have, like, JCPenney money, and I'm like,
So, what's your most recent food subscription thing?
I haven't done it. Well, let's just say, I have not subscribed myself. I have friends that have done it. I have coworkers that have done it. And it's gotten to the point where some of my coworkers have decided to try all of them at once. So, they're getting boxes daily. And so, we've gotten to the point where it's like, I just have too much food. Here's a box of food. So tonight, my mom tried from plated.com. My mom tried pork belly banh mi sandwiches. And it gives you all the ingredients. It's all local, like, local ingredients too. Like, they get it from Marini's farm, like,
no
the cucumbers
way.
And onions and stuff. Yeah, they get them from local farms. And they give you this box that's refrigerated with ice packs and stuff. So she. And it was pretty quick. It took only like 10 minutes, and it was delicious. It was pork belly, hoisin pork belly with pickled onion and sesame cucumber salad. But the pork buns, I was like, oh. I love the pork buns. So good. It was actually really delicious.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
So do you know how much fat or whatever was in it?
They do give you a breakdown. You can go online and see the breakdown. I'm sure my Weight Watchers points. I mean, I'm eating goat cheese and wine right now, so, and Triscuits. So, I mean, I'm screwed for
and lots of cheese.
Lots of cheese.
But we have lots of cheese.
But I have over 17,000 steps on my Fitbit today, so
perfect.
We're just gonna even that out tomorrow. We're gonna go on a cleanse tomorrow, eat some salad.
You always say you're going on a cleanse. You ever do that?
Oh God, no! I couldn't commit to not eating food. God, I'm terrible. No. My cleanse is like not drink for a day or two. Remember, I went the whole month without drinking?
Or eight
drinking?
Hours.
It's I know, yeah. Or just while you sleep. I mean, that's just what
well,
I do.
Well, in the month of May, I didn't drink for the whole month of May until I went out to out west for Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, that was true. You
and
did
I didn't
that.
Exactly drink there, but I definitely missed
this year?
Yeah.
When did I meet you?
You met her back in
February.
Storm Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
In February.
In February.
Storm Nick Jonas.
Storm Nick Jonas.
Oh, that's right.
Stormy Jonas.
That's a good
Aaron
one.
Hernandez.
That was great.
Aaron Hernandez. Always comes back to Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, I went to Stone's on Friday.
Yes.
And okay. I saw
Hernandez?
Jamie. And I told him that his
name... Wait, Jamie was working on Friday?
Oh, Saturday. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wait, we all have a schedule. And I told Jamie he made the podcast because we were saying that he would never allow pumpkin beer at his bar. Prior to a certain date, and he said it's way too early, and so they still do not have it on tap yet.
Good.
You can get a bottle. I just see the bottles.
All right.
Sam Oktoberfest.
Nope, I already had shipyard.
Yeah.
So. I've already had the shipyard.
I haven't had my shipyard.
I've already had the shipyard.
I'd rather do the Fisherman's Pumpkin Stout, because that's my thing.
I'm going with the shipyard. With the rim.
Shipyard with the rim kit. Always.
You want to talk about rims, huh?
Always.
You want to talk about the rims?
Deep and rims. Awesome.
Right? Kevin Bacon brought it up. I didn't do it.
We're rim in deep, guys. Rim in deep.
Why is John... I'm going to tell John on Friday. Be like, oh my God, Alicia was talking about deep rimming. And you just said rimming deep. So, you know, he's going to be like, I'm so disappointed I was not on that podcast.
I am. And we only said it, 47 minutes in.
Well, beats on episode, what was it?
Episode 35,
where it was
well,
like dollar 50,
a lot.
$1.50 word, and no one's caught that, so we're
nope,
good.
Nope, and you just love it.
Whatever, catch us now, FCC.
FCC, yeah, you know me!
Oh, I love that so much.
Hell yeah, they know me by now.
So do you have anything else? You just do this...
Well, it's 47 minutes in. Let's do one more.
Let's do the one on the end that's going to end with our closer. Like, end all of the songs.
End the songs.
End the summer songs.
Like, okay, what song have you heard 1,001 times?
That you could really, like, not hear ever again.
That I can't hear ever again?
Well, I mean the songs for the
way
summer.
Overplayed.
Hard. I listen to a lot of country.
Okay.
So I don't listen to like Kiss 108.
So my favorite country song.
Oh, I love it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, I love
it. Yeah, that's my song.
We also talked about that in the last podcast.
We did?
Yeah.
Yes.
How I declared that my song without telling anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
And I also mentioned that I secretly listen to country music in the mornings.
I don't secretly, I just flat
out.
Oh,
I'm totally ashamed. I have the windows rolled up.
No. And I cannot wait to go to my friend's wedding in October.
Because it's country.
It's all country. I have cowgirl boots with my dress. Bitch. I just got to find the cowgirl boots.
She loves to say bitch after everything. I have no idea why.
Do you own any cowgirl boots?
I don't.
Oh, fuck you.
I know.
Because I really need light brown ones.
Hey, when you're in Westford, you should totally go get them.
You'll
I'm sure there's some in there. In Westford.
I do not have...
They got an alpaca farm, I bet.
So, Chrissy, answer a question.
What?
All right, fine. If it's a country song, what song could you do without that's been overplayed?
You know, I was thinking of another song that was like that Shut Up and Dance With Me song.
Shut Up and Dance With Me. Was that a summer song?
I don't know if that was a summer song.
How about the Drake... I need a one dance. Is that too much for you?
That was a song of the summer.
Was it? Because I think like Justin Timberlake, who I love by the way, that Can't Stop the Feeling song.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Which I don't think it's over. I still love it.
Because it just came out.
Yeah.
Honestly, like a month ago. you know, I'm sure there's other songs that have been out for, like, the whole, like, anything Drake has been out for the whole summer.
Yeah, I don't listen to Drake. I'm just not cool.
You just, what do you, what station you listen to?
I listen to, I'm going to sound really cheesy right now, but I listen to country, or I listen to, like, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub.
Yes. Or podcasts. Alicia Unleashed on the way to work, baby. That's what I listen to. And as everybody else should.
Great plug, Kevin Bacon. Yeah. Great plug. But what's the country channel?
102.5 or The Bull is 101.7, which I believe Bridget said that she loves his voice in the morning and she is a closet listener.
To 101.7?
Yes.
All right. Oh, she's going to do the song of the all songs that need to end for the summer. That's all you do.
See,
with the
closer?
See,
I'm going to be like, oh, that song.
You're going to know it. Yeah, you will. So.
Yeah, so Drake's One Dance was the song of the summer according to Billboard's Top 100. And then Justin Timberlake came
and
in.
And Tyler loves One Dance.
And let me just tell you, Mix 104.1 needs to stop playing Send My Love to Your New Lover from Adele.
I know.
Needs to stop.
I've already heard that song.
I totally agree with you about the Adele thing. And I'm a
Seriously.
Big Adele fan.
I'm a huge
but
Adele
I'm
fan.
I'm now done.
But I'm all done with Send My Love to Your New Lover because I've done that 40,000 times already.
Well, it was like the other song that she had and they just overplayed it.
Someone Like You or all of them?
Yes.
All of them.
No, there was one that I actually liked about, like, a high school sweetheart, and they meet again. It was the best song ever, and they played it, like, for 1 week, and then it was done.
Oh.
It's off her new album. Mm.
Oh.
Was it?
Yeah.
I loved it. They didn't play it that often.
I can't think of it, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
the
if you're
one from, like, not Hello from the Other Side, right? No.
No, that's Hello.
But if you're a country
Hello?
Fan, mm-hmm. a lot of, he's married to Nicole Kidman.
Keith Urban.
They overplay Keith Urban so much. I would say that he would be an overplay person.
See, I'm lucky enough that I listen to Bobby Bones enough that
Keith
I get like Sam Hunt and then maybe a Luke Bryan song and then I'm like, I'm good! Everyone needs to not know. I'll just turn on 94.5, look, thug out. which I also want to tell you that
and, which is why we call her B-side.
Right? Also, the 5 o'clock traffic jam that every radio station apparently has a DJ that comes in and does a road mix for you for
yes.
your 5 o'clock drive home. They all play the same fucking song.
But it gets me pumped. I'm not gonna
Well,
lie.
No. But the thing is, you're like, okay, I heard this song. And then you change the channel, and they're just looping into that
song.
Well,
it's
song,
like 94.5
and
96.9 again, and the same one.
And 103.3 does the same thing, too. Yeah.
But it's like, da, 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 da. You know that club song back from, like, Allegiance Dance? I didn't know about it.
Oh, I know the Allegiance Dances. I used
yeah.
to sneak into them when I was in fifth grade.
It just brings me back. I love it. I love it.
We should totally have a wild video dance party. Like, Alicia Unleashed Wild Video Dance Party. Can Good Morning Gloucester sponsor that? Let's do that.
Yes.
Can we get the Legion? Can we just do it, please?
Oh, my God. That
can we get
so
Craig
fun.
To do it? Yes. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. I just, yeah.
You just flooded?
Just went back. Yep.
That's it. You just
Sweet.
Had a flashback.
I did.
And we're there.
And yeah. we're there.
And yeah. we have a flashback. All right, so you have a closer?
I do.
All right, well, this concludes our Getting Serious, episode 40 of Alicia Unleashed.
That means we're adulting.
That means we're adult.
We're adulting.
We're adulting. We're adulting at 40. So I have 5 more years until I become an adult.
Oh, I got 6.
2.
That's scary.
It's all right.
It's all right. We're getting right. there. We're
adulting. Kind of like my spirit animal going out on Fridays because, you know, I don't do that.
I don't go out on Fridays anymore either. I don't like it.
Oh, well, Saturdays.
Okay.
Either way, I just don't do that anymore.
I text you sometimes.
That's true. That is true. Yes. And my social calendar will be done at the end of this weekend. So
And we
yeah.
never talked to Kevin Bacon about hashtags. So that'll be next time. Or we'll talk about it off air.
We'll talk
it
off air
because
we got
air.
Lots of things to do off air.
Till summer, you can wear the white pants.
Yeah! All right.
All right. This is episode 40, Alicia Unleashed. Peace out.
Dear Drake, find a better song.